Among the over two dozen concerned citizens who spoke for 3 minutes each before the city council last night was Melissa Moore, a formerly homeless South St. Pete resident. She was able to get off the streets and under her own roof just 5 months ago. Her central point was that homelessness could happen to any of us.
And this could be anybody, anytime. You lose your job, you lose your home, for any reason, you could be out here on the streets with us. And we deserve, you know, respect.
She urged the council to place the rights of its homeless citizens before concerns over public safety and the tourist trade.
I'm just wondering, they say public safety. Where do we see anything in the newspaper that anybody's been hurt, injured, or damaged because of us homeless people being out here? We are human beings. We do have constitutional rights. I don't understand. And that's my question to you. Is this new ordinance because of public safety, or is it because of the tourists coming, that you don't want your streets embarrassed by the tourists by us homeless people being out here on the streets?
A North St. Petersburg resident named William feels that the new ordinances deserve support. He wants to see the homeless population get off the streets and take fuller advantage of the city's initiatives to help them.
This is a safety issue, and I come at it from a different point of view. Living on the street is not a safe way to live. Sleeping on sidewalks and such is not a safe environment. I mean, there's places to go. There are things to do to end your situations if you care to do so. Those that want to have abilities, have places to go, and the others need to go somewhere else. These people could do a whole lot better for themselves if they cleaned up after themselves, if they kept the areas where they stayed. This pile of stuff that's outside City Hall is an eyesore.
O'Malley Bailey blames St. Pete Mayor Rick Baker and the subprime mortgage housing crisis for the dramatic rise in area homelessness.
This is an attack on poor and homeless people.
Yes.
And the Uhura movement, which I represent, believes that housing is a human right. And we don't believe that. We fight for housing as a human right. And the reason, I mean, this is not a transportation or a criminal problem, but a housing problem. We talk about homelessness. You know, that's what the issue is. And but the city is the one who created the homelessness, especially Rick Baker. You know, Midtown, that's creating more and more homelessness. You don't even really see it all. You think what's happening right here at City Hall is homelessness. You got two and three families shacking up together on the south side where all this poverty is as well. There's more and more homelessness. And then with the housing crisis that exists right now, it's going to be way more. You know, the code enforcement that's taking people's homes, all the foreclosures on the front page of the paper every day, it's the housing crisis. But now you want to arrest people for being homeless, and then you're going to pay for them to sleep in a jail and give them 3 meals a day, but you can't afford to get them housing? What kind of contradiction is that?
Sandy Tospin believes that the problem of homelessness has been increased by the misuse of public funds.
My name is Sandy Thompson. I'm a homeowner in this current district. I believe that the growing crisis of homelessness in St. Petersburg is a result of the city's misuse of public funds that come into the city that are being used for projects to enrich developers, for upgrading the Hilton, for building Baywalk, for paving the parking lot of the Dome. And now you want to build another one after an entire African community was already displaced from where you built the first one. I don't want the public funds going there. I want the public funds going to meet basic human needs and opportunities.
In an email reaction to the new ordinances that passed last night, the Reverend Bruce Wright expressed his anger that the city and its supporters have created an apartheid-like zone in the tourist and business districts of downtown St. Petersburg, where the homeless can't sleep, have their belongings, exercise freedom of movement, or freedom of speech. The debate over homelessness in downtown St. Petersburg will no doubt continue. But as a result of last night's County Council approval for two new ordinances, life for the homeless will get even more challenging starting on February 1st. From St. Petersburg, this is Rife Russell Anderson, WMNF News.